Hello and welcome to Whitfield Word of Life broadcast. I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman, pastor at Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church. Good to have you tuned in to the broadcast today. We hope that God touches your heart. We're a church that believes in the full gospel, believes that God is ready to work and willing in this last day. Believe in God for the moving of His Spirit, for the touch of His mighty power. If you would like to be in any of our services, we are located about a mile and a half south of the Beardale Crossroads on Highway 87. Our service times are Sunday school Sunday morning 9:45, Sunday morning worship at 11, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. Tuesday night we have an hour of prayer from 7 to 8. Wednesday night prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. We're glad to have you in any or all of these services. And we're looking for God to touch and move in people's hearts. This message, this broadcast is meant to portray to bring the gospel to you. There's nothing more important than the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe God to minister, to move, and to meet needs. If you would like to also contact us by the way of the World Wide Web, we can be reached at www.WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. You can reach us by the way of telephone at area code 850-675-6079. Or by the way of postal service at Word of Life Broadcast, 5752 Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. We hope you enjoy our broadcast. It is meant to encourage those that are serving God, to reprove those that are careless, and to warn the lost, to flee the wrath to come, and to seek Christ, the only one who can save mankind. We believe in full regeneration. We believe that God will save. We believe that God will deliver. We believe that God heals. We believe that God is ready to move in this last hour. I hope that you enjoy the broadcast. May God bless you as I pray.
Power, a zero followed by a decimal point, 49 zeros and a one. Amen. Will never happen. Amen. I know a God. Amen. That specializes in the impossible. Man may say it can't. Amen. Because it's too far-fetched. But I can tell you, I know a God that when He speaks, I don't care if you put a million, amen, decimal places there and a one at the end. Amen. God said it. It will happen. Amen. You may not get anybody to loan you money on it. Amen. But I can tell you what, I'll stake my life on it and my salvation that God, amen, is the God of His Word. Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. You know, there's a lot of things in this world. I've heard a lot of them, they declared couldn't fail, and they failed almost before they got started. Amen. I mean, one of the things that comes to my mind is that wonderful Titanic. Amen. On her maiden voyage, she sank. Amen. I'm telling you, she was flawed. Amen. The ship was flawed. Hello. Amen. You know what it produced? It produced an overconfidence in something that was not worth having the confidence in. Amen. You know what our problem stems from most of the time? Amen. Yeah, we'll get there too. Or we will not put our confidence in that which we should have placed it in. Time. Amen. And the history. Amen. Of God's Word and God's people. Amen. Move you and I to a place of taking a hold of God by faith. Amen. You know, the reason we got the mess we got in our nation today is because men haven't looked back, amen, and studied, amen, the decisions and the outcomes, amen, that have taken place. Well, we're living in an age that, amen, those who in power, amen, manipulate people through ignorance. Amen. Why, when they could have taken knowledge, my wife did didn't know exactly a lot about who Ben Carson was. And so I said, well, let me introduce you to Dr. Ben Carson. I played her the speech he gave at the National Prayer Breakfast that he heralded the president. Amen. I listened. Amen. And I'm telling you, she knew who he was when she got through. Amen. I who Brother Ben Carson is. Amen. He knew what faith was. Amen. He's raised in a single parent home. Amen. But his mom instilled something in him. Amen. I'm telling you, when he stood up there and read from Proverbs, his three, amen, text and then read a fourth one. Amen. I'm telling you, I knew here's a man that has not only studied about health, but he studied the Word of God. Hallelujah. Listen. We got much different from the president who gets up and quotes things totally out of context and tries to twist the Bible, amen, to become his mouthpiece. I can tell you ain't nothing more sacrilegious than that. Amen. I don't care if a person preparing the title of reverend or whatever that it may be. Amen. Let God's Word, amen, be studiously used and given, amen, to the point of honesty, amen. I just want to just quickly move this morning. I ain't going to have enough time. Amen. Faith in God. Listen, in the verse number 20, amen, he said in verse 19, he said, and be not weak in faith. Strong in faith. Amen. I'm telling you, my Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I don't mean just, dear brothers and sisters, that we hear somebody read the Bible or that we just kind of do a casual reading of the Word of God. That's not what that means at all. Amen. I'm telling you, hearing. Amen. Jesus said, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Everybody standing there, for the most part, got ears. Hello? Amen. But there's a lot of people that are there with ears hanging on the side of their head and know what he's saying coming out of his mouth, have not heard what he said. Amen. Unless I hear in faith, amen, and the Word of God finds its way all the way into my spirit, amen, and in the rich ground, amen, of faith, amen, rises up in productivity, amen, I have not heard what God said. Amen. If I hear what God said, listen, the Word of God said, the seeing eye and the hearing ear, even the Lord hath made the both of them. That says, amen, that I got to hear what God's given me. That sinner man, he'll hear God by the measure of faith that God has given to every man. You hear me? I said, that sinner man, woman, boy, girl, they'll hear God by that measure of faith. That measure of faith, when the Word of God rings and the Spirit of God moves, amen, will rise up and demand an answer, amen, to what God's Word hath declared. What will I say to what the Word of God has said to me? Amen. Will I agree with what God says, or will I rebel against it? Amen. Because the faith that God's given every man, that measure rises up in agreement with what God's Word has said. Woo! Behold, I say unto thee, I have left no one out. Whosoever will is my word's declaration. To whosoever will, let him come drink of the water of life freely. I have given to every man. My word declares the measure of faith. That man, by that faith, may come to deal with the Word of God. The Word of God that brings condemnation for sin. And behold, at the same time, brings hope to those who will turn from sin in repentance. And behold, who will give themselves unto me, and behold, the same faith, the measure thereof that I have given, behold, will be transformed into the faith of Christ that is abundantly rich and will produce a strong faith that is not able to be moved if men will yield to me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Gotta hurry. Amen. They are three, by the way. There are three. Amen. Measures or types of faith, amen, in your Bible. There's the measure of faith given to every man. That's the faith, amen. Without that, man wouldn't be able to be born again. Amen. He'd be dead, and he'd have nothing there for the Word of God to trigger life. Amen. Listen, and then that is Christ. He is, amen. What did he say? God made man a living soul, but he made that first Adam. But the last Adam, he made a quickening spirit. Amen. I can tell you the Word of God by faith that's given to every man is a quickening spirit that if man will hear it and respond to it, will produce life. Amen. Listen, let me hurry. Amen. There is the faith of Christ. That's the believer's faith. Amen. I can tell you when man's born again, there's a new creature. Amen. Birthed in, amen, in that spirit. That old dead man's hung on a cross. That new man after Christ, he lives. Amen. And believe you me, he has a faith that is not, amen, childish, but it is a faith that is ready, amen, to overcome, amen, whatever may rise against that life. Amen. Listen, faith must be nurtured. Amen. Eli will continue in that process of faith, or I will walk in a place of rebellion. Amen. There's a third type of faith. It is, amen, the faith, amen, for miracles. Hallelujah. It is the miracle of faith. I can tell you it is operated by the Holy Ghost and the gifts. Amen. Listen, amen, when he sends that, amen, I'm telling you it don't matter what it is. The operation of faith. I can remember a few times in my life. Amen. I realize that we got the faith feelers, this and that and the other, and I don't believe in being the, amen, so much pressing to be the specialist. I think we ought to just be what God wants us to be, when He wants us to be, and at what time He wants us to be that. Amen. When it comes time for, amen, God wants to use someone for the gift of healing, amen, I can tell you He'll send that special faith. Amen. By the way, come on with me. Amen. Hallelujah. I heard Brother MacDonald, amen, says a preaching one night. He's a man sitting on the second pew or third pew back. Amen. He's foaming at the mouth. He's full of the devil. Amen. He said, I know what's got to happen. Amen. But it's not time. Amen. Said, I'm waiting. What's he waiting on? He's waiting on that unction from God. Amen. He's waiting on that special faith. And when he comes, amen, hallelujah, it's time to move then. Hallelujah. I agree. Amen. I can tell you when God sends that unction, amen, He'll send that faith to believe. Amen. And when God, amen, puts it on your eye, amen, to go pray for someone, He said, God said, I'll heal them. Amen. I can tell you, rise up in prayer and go. Hallelujah. And God will meet you there, amen, by the Holy Ghost. Amen. With enough faith to get the job done. Amen. Hallelujah. Now you go, amen. I know people that I'm just going to go on my own. Well, amen. You can go, amen. But I think, amen. And we'll wait when God sends us. If we'll tell, amen. When God gives us the unction, amen. I can tell you, it's not by might or by power, but it's by His Spirit. You hear me, amen. Listen, Abraham, amen, is given, amen, given a special, amen, opportunity. God said, I've got a place I'm going to give you, amen. He ain't never seen it. Amen. I'm telling you, he raised up in Ur of the Chaldees. Amen. It wasn't no holy righteous place, by the way. Amen. But he's got us. God says, you got to get you up and get you out from amongst your kindred. Come on. That's a lot. Amen. That's where a lot of folks, amen, will not turn loose. Amen. Kindred and relations are friends. Come on. I've seen a lot of newborn Christians that would not separate themselves from their old buddies. Amen. They would not. Listen, amen, I'm not talking about be snooty. I'm not talking about be hateful. Amen. But I can tell you what, you can't keep running with the same crowd. Amen. Listen, God knew that what Abraham's kindred were. Most of them were idol worshipers. Hello? Amen. I can tell you, God said, Christ and Belial, they don't mix. Amen. Light and darkness, they don't mix. Hello? There's got to be, amen, some separation go on. Amen. That doesn't mean one isolates himself from them, but it does mean they separate themselves to God. You see, a lot of times people have, amen, expected that the church to be separated unto God to be a hermit. Amen. Somehow they've missed the point that God's got them here for a reason to be in salt in the earth and light. That means they don't live like that world. But it does mean they go amongst that world, amen, and reveal the will and the purpose of God. Amen. Where does the salt go, Brother Joe? It goes in the food. Hello. Because I can tell you, I'm an old Southerner. Amen. And I like salty food. Amen. My dad was the same way. I don't know if that helped kill him or not, but nevertheless, amen. When he's in the hospital, he wouldn't salt his food. He sent Mama home and said, "Don't come back unless you bring the salt shaker." Amen. Why? Salt does it. Seasons the food. Amen. I know somebody said, "Well, you can get used to it otherwise." Well, that's a lot of getting used to. Hello? Amen. And most Southerners ain't got time to get used to that. Amen. For the most part. Amen. So, salt. Amen. Seasoning. That's what God is after in this earth. Abraham, he didn't only affect Abraham. Abraham's going to affect a lot of people. Come on. A multitude. Abraham is still having effect today. You believe that? Every time I read this book and I read out of Romans, amen, I read chapter 4, chapter 3, chapter 5, chapter 6, I'm reading about something that God done in a man's life, amen, that changed his life forever. Come on. And it didn't only change his life forever, it has changed a multitude of people's lives for eternity. Oh, thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. No man live it to himself or die to himself. Amen. If we're going to influence somebody, let's influence them in the right direction. Amen. Let's let God have His way. Amen. And let's walk by faith as Brother Abraham did. Amen. And then God, amen, will cause us to have an effect on the lives of those around about us. Amen. And I got to hurry and hush this morning. Listen, he being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, nor when he's about 100 years old, nor yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Amen. You know what the enemy will get us to do? God will lay something on our heart to do, and the first thing that the devil points out is our inability. Well, if you buy that line, you've just bought something that you shouldn't have bought. It's not by our ability, no how. If we're going to do it, amen. If we're going to do it by our ability, we might as well just go ahead and throw it away and walk away to start with. First thing we got to learn, amen, it's got to be God that does it. Amen. No, it's Him. Amen. So Abraham, God's done promised him, going to make him a father of many nations. Here he is. He's beyond childbearing age. I mean, God promised him this at 75. At the age of 75. Amen. And I mean, Abraham has went on and on. Amen. And there has not been a son born. Amen. And finally, Sarai, amen, as her name was then, amen, had said, "Why don't you take my bondmaid here, and Hagar, and amen, you can have a son." I can tell you something. There's a lot of folks trying to do that nowadays. Amen. And what's being born in the church, amen, is Ishmael and not Isaac. Come on with me. Amen. If man does it, amen, that's all. If flesh produces it, it's flesh. Amen. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, we see a type and a shadow in Abraham's days and in the time of Isaac. We see the type of Christ is here. Amen. I can tell you that Jesus didn't come from Joseph. Amen. No, sir. He didn't. Amen. He's come from God. Hallelujah. I said He's come from God the Father. Amen. He's hallelujah. Amen. The Holy Ghost is brooded over Mary and she's conceived. Amen. A virgin having known no man. Amen. Amen. In that relationship has conceived and brought forth a son. I can tell you, amen, what Sarah, amen, brought forth, amen, wasn't in her ability. It's by God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Abraham hasn't produced him. Amen. But God has wrought that work. Not saying Isaac. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, it's God. Amen, but He is the product of God. Listen, I'm going somewhere. Listen at me. Amen, what's been birthed in you and I? Amen, it is the product of God. Amen. No, I'm not a little God like them folks want to, amen, harp on. Come on with me. Because God has birthed me in His, amen, a new creature in me doesn't make me a little God. It makes me a product of God's handiwork. Oh, glory to God. Isaac was the product of God. Amen. By faith. Amen. Listen. No, I marvel. I always rejoice and marvel when I read this story. Amen. When Abraham has those visitors. Amen. And God, and I tell you, God has spoke to him and declared that he's going to, amen, have a son. And Sarah's over there in the tent. And she's laughing about it. And now she's laughing. She's saying, fat chance. Does he know how old I am? Don't matter. Come on with me. You know, a lot of times that's our problem. So we, amen. We, God just don't know me. Yeah, he does. Yes, he does. Amen. Listen, it's not. If God was, God's never been so foolish as to try to put his trust in what I can do. Come on. I know he said, have you considered my servant Job? Amen. But why can God do that? It's because Job, amen, is turning and saying, Lord, I put all my trust in you. I don't have no confidence in Job. Amen. Lord, I trust in you. Amen. God's not trusting Job. God's trusting his own self. God swears by somebody. He don't swear by man. He swears by his own name. Amen. Ain't nobody else that he can trust to make a promise. So Isaac is the product of God. That new creature birthed in you and I. Amen. Makes us a spiritual seed of Abraham. Amen. Makes us a product of God's handiwork. Woo! Listen. I can tell you, sure as Isaac. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. It's the promise seed. Amen. I can tell you what God births in you and I. He births us a promise. Come on with me. Hallelujah. About to feel the Holy Ghost here. Amen. A promise. Amen. A fertility. A promise of productivity. Amen. A promise. Amen. A power. A promise of strength. A promise of ability. A promise. Amen. Of overcoming. Hallelujah. Woo. Brother Joe ain't preaching TBN style either, by the way. Amen. Faith in God. Let me hurry. I can preach for hours here. Amen. The great shortcomings of our day is because we've made faith what it's not. Amen. And we've made God what He's not. And we've made self what He's not. Amen. It's not, amen, in man's ability. Amen. Therefore, let me resign myself from all trust. The Apostle Paul said, we have no confidence in the flesh. If I had confidence in the flesh, it was that the flesh is surely going to produce flesh. Hello? Listen, when Paul by the Holy Ghost wrote to the church at Galatia and said, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? Amen. Or who hath, amen, caused you to, amen, become deranged and to believe something that cannot be? Amen. Who has caused you to believe that which was begun in the Spirit can now be made complete in the flesh? Amen. Listen, I wasn't born again, amen, by an organization. I wasn't born again by some, amen, rituals of man. I'm born again by faith, amen, in the Lord Jesus Christ according to the Word of God. Amen. In obedience thereunto when the Word of God, amen, brought, amen, to bear, amen, the faith of God that in the measure of that faith He had put in my spirit, that dead man's there. Amen. But I can tell you there's a seed lying there with a, amen, with enough faith in it and enough hope, just a little bit of the water of the Word comes along. And behold, amen, it begins to deal with that seed. Amen. Now listen, and if I will hearken to that, amen, that seed will burst forth. And what comes out of that is going to come as the work of Him who has put that there. Hallelujah. Behold, I will say unto thee that which I spake to my apostles. Behold, nothing shall be impossible unto you. And again I will say, as I said unto my disciples, all things are possible, as I said, even unto Jairus. All things are possible to them that believe. Behold, set your confidence not in things below, but set your affection on things above, and put your confidence in me, and cast it not away, saith the Lord. Set your eyes upon me to behold me, saith the Lord, that I may lead thee in the paths of righteousness, and that I may make thee able to succeed over all thine enemies and thine adversaries, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm fixing to close in a minute. Listen. What God had promised Abraham, through Abraham's obedience, there was nothing that could stop what God promised. What are you saying, Brother Joe? King James has asked his chamberlain, his preacher, "Hey man, can you convince me of God in one word?" He stopped for a moment and said the word Jew. He's got a valid point. Statistics says the nation should have been gone a long time ago. It's an insignificant number of people. Throughout the generations should have vanished away, become a people that were no more. But not only were they a valid people then, they were even today even more so a people to be contended with, a nation, amen, that I'm telling you that has endured. Why? Amen. God has been the keeper of that. Listen, we're going somewhere. Yes, indeed I am. Amen. That's why, amen, they wasn't a thing in this world. Amen. Through Abraham's obedience, there's nothing that can stop that process. Through obedience down through the ages, God watched over His Word to perform it. Amen. Yes, there's been times, amen, when God had promised that in the beginning, amen, to Adam and Eve in the presence of the devil, I find a place where there's only 8 folks left. 8. Shalomaya. Whoo. Amen. Listen, God's after a remnant anyway. It's been that remnant that God has used to secure, amen, His Word and His promise. I'm going to tell you something. It may have got thin, but it wasn't insecure. Come on with me. Amen. Because there's somebody greater than all watching over it. Amen. I can tell you from the time God, amen, dealt with Abraham and Isaac comes along and down through the years, there's a lot of history there. 1800 and something years come and go. Amen. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that's rose and a lot of people that's fail. Amen. There's a lot of things that's happened to the nation of Israel. Amen. The obscurity has come. Amen. Captivities have come. Amen. But yet, amen, there's still the one God, amen, that has said, "I will have made of thee many nations." Come on with me. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to run the punchline. Amen. Before maybe this evening, but listen. Amen. I hear a passage in the book of Revelation. Amen. That said that I see a multitude. Amen. That no man can number, of every nation, every kindred and tongue. Amen. What's he looking at, Brother Job? Amen. He's looking for the most part. Amen. At the seed of Abraham. Hallelujah.
We hope that you have enjoyed today's message. We hope it has touched your heart and that you've allowed God to minister to you as He desires. We hope that it will produce in your life a real change. We preach the gospel because it is the only thing that can change the hearts and lives of men, women, boys, and girls. If you'd like copies of this message, you can reach us at Word of Life Broadcast, 5752 Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Word of Life Broadcast, 5752 Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. Or you can reach us by the way of the World Wide Web at www.WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. There you can also send us a message by email, tapes at WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org, and we'd be glad to send you a copy of the message. Just mention the date for the broadcast. We'd be glad to get it to you. May the Lord bless you. It's our prayer. May you prosper in His will. If you don't know Him, may you find Him to be both Lord and Savior, even this very day. God bless you. Until next time, I'm Pastor Joseph Jones.